I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy, vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com, get on the email list so you can be informed of upcoming events, and also to get that alert saying, hey, we're coming to the fairgrounds, get your costume on, and let's get started for an early Halloween. Well, here we are, May Day, Beltane. Happy May Day, happy Beltane. We are at May. We are at this transition point of the year where we have left the dark night of winter behind. We've had the rebirth of spring, and we've come full on into that life renewal energy heading for our summer solstice. And as the first day of the month, as you know, I always like to start each show with a little Day by Day by James Allen. Now, in 1903, he wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, our present reality, where we are right now, what's in our life right now, is a direct result of our past thoughts, our past habits, beliefs. We've created this reality. Now, I know some of you are saying, wait a minute, I didn't cause so-and-so to do that to me, or I didn't cause such-and-such to happen to me. Well, those things do happen to us, but our choices from them are our choices, and our reality is the one we've carved away from those choices we've made. So in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little bit for each section of the day, because James Allen wants us to know, each day of the month rather, James Allen wants us to know that because our present reality is created by our past thoughts and actions, we have the opportunity every day to reframe our thoughts, our beliefs, and our habits to create a new tomorrow. We're never predestined. We're never predetermined. We're never doomed to a future based on yesterday. So for the first day of the month, James Allen starts off very strong and says, accept no limits. A person is limited only by the thoughts that he chooses. You know, I shared this story before, and I'm going to share it again. It's about a fellow by the name of George Danzig. And he was written about in a book, Unstoppable. And as a college student, he studied hard. He always worked late into the night. And late one night, he overslept one morning, arriving 20 minutes late for class. They quickly copied two math problems that were on the board, and he assumed that they were the homework assignment. He copied them into his notepad. And when he left class, it took him several days to work through, but finally, he had a breakthrough. He dropped his homework on the professor's desk the next day. Later on a Sunday morning, George was awakened at 6 a.m. by his professor. Now, since George was late for his class, he hadn't heard the professor announce that the two equations on the board were unsolvable, and they were mathematical mind teasers that even Einstein hadn't been able to answer. But see, George, working without any thoughts of limitation, had solved not one, but two problems that had stumped mathematicians for thousands of years. So when James Allen tells us to accept no limits, we have to remember, as he says, a person is limited only by the thoughts he chooses. We limit ourselves by what we tell ourselves we can do and what we tell ourselves we can't do. And the positive affirmation that's in the Daily Word today to carry us forward says, I am a radiating center of divine life and energy. And if you start as a radiating center of divine life and energy, there are no limits for you. There are no boundaries for you. The real question is, what do you really want to do versus what do you say you want to do? So as we start this beautiful month of May, accept no limits. Which leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is a bridge of light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and colors, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves and custom teas to her clients. And it creates unique fusion consultations that empowers their personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. And she joins us every Monday to share her unique vibrational flow for the week right here. So let's listen to Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, happy May Day, Solazar. Happy Beltane. That is a time of great, rich, fertile creativity. It's really, May is the juiciest month of the year because it's in the heart of the creative cycle. We have that creative cycle that runs from the beginning of the year through June, and we're already halfway through the creative cycle. Oh my gosh, this year is going fast. So May always invites us to step up and co-create with our soul. Co-create from that place that you were talking about where we acknowledge that we are divine. We've just gone through March, which is the month of truth. April, which is about unconditionality, about realizing that we are Christ-conscious beings, realizing that we come from that core of light and love. And now May lets us take that and take a spin around the block in that. If we are pure creation, if we are beings of light and love and truth, and we create from that place, oh my goodness, such a different place to create from. So what you were sharing, Solazar, in the introduction is so right on for the month of May. Because if we look at the combination of May's energy of creativity aligned with the highest good of our souls, so aligned with a soul-based creation that we're consciously creating with our soul and the divine, that becomes the divine trinity. You combine that energy with the energy of this year, and we have 31 days of limitlessness, of that pregnant void of all possibilities, focused on transformation. Oh my goodness, what could we do with that? So if you have access, you start with that core of who we are, that core of light, that core of truth, that core of love, and then you have access to the entire living library of all of creation, and you can create from that. What would you create? And this is where that quote that you had about accept no limits is so pertinent, because if we are creating from our minds, we are infinitely limited because our minds are all about putting things into structure, into boxes, into what we've seen before. And it's going to immediately constrain what the possibilities are, what the probabilities are of our creation. But if we can partner with our spirit, if we partner with our spirit, then there are no limits. It's beyond the sky is the limit, because that's a limit, right? It's allowing us to create consciously from pure source. Now, how do we do that? I'm still figuring it out, because I admit I am I've got a strong mind, right? And our minds can be ingenious. But those streaks of inspiration, when we truly think out of the box, when we truly go beyond and, like that student, solve the unsolvable problem, is when we're opening that door from our mind to our spirit, and our mind is receptive to things that are beyond what it already knows. So here we in this month of May, that's what this 31 days is all about. Because this year we've called the year of becoming. This year we're recreating ourselves anew, recreating ourselves in a new image beyond limitations. And if that's what the energy of May is all about, is that creativity, it's like an artist or a sculptor molding the clay. Who are we molding ourselves to be? There is all this life force coursing through us. There is all this energy coming onto the planet. April was an amazing run of three big passages of light and information and love and energy coming onto the planet. And a lot of people are reeling, literally reeling, physically, emotionally, and mentally from that huge expansion. And it wasn't, for a lot of people, an easy passage in the last couple of weeks. It's stretched us. It's squeezed us. It's poked our buttons. It's asked us, where are we still conditional? Because those are where our limits are. Those are where our boundaries are. Those are where our stumbling blocks are. To coming into May, to this time of rich, fertile creation. So if we can create from that place a purity where we don't hit those walls, where we are not immediately buying back what we put out there. And I notice my mind does that. I'll get a streak of creative insight or inspiration, and immediately my mind jumps in and says, well, let me create a plan for that. Let me figure out if that's feasible. And it evaluates feasibility based on what is present in the world today or what has been present in the world in the past. And it evaluates the odds, and it says, well, this isn't very probable, and it's not likely that you're going to be able to do this, and these are the 4,000 reasons why it will fail. So you just took this brilliant dream, this shimmering vision of what could be, and you cut it in not even thirds, like you cut it down by 90% to fit into this little box of what you've known could happen. And by doing so, we limit ourselves. We limit our dreams. We cut them short at the knees. So if you're also one of those people, it's time to take that part of our minds and, for May, set it aside and say, you get a long-needed vacation off to some exotic location. Don't check your email. Don't call in. We don't need you for a while. Because what we'd like to do in May is get that pure vision, that pure dream, that pure possibility out there without it being cut back, without it being diminished by what has been before. Because we are those seeds that we are planting. We are becoming those conscious co-creators of ourself. So every thought we have, every dream we have, every feeling, every action is either nourishing that seed or taking away from it. So this is the time for nourishment. When the seed is just getting put into the ground, it needs to be watered. It needs some sunlight. It needs warmth. It needs nourishment and comforting environments. Let's give that to our seeds, our dreams, our desires for ourselves and for this life in this month of May. Because we have this amazing, rich, fertile soil to plant it in. So here we have the first week of the month. Now, the first week of the month is always devoted to the physical body. So you may be noticing coming out of April with that huge infusion of those three passages we went through that people's stuff is getting kicked up. So you talk to people and they're having allergy things and they're having physical things come up that are coming to a I can't ignore it any longer state. It's time to deal with it. Now, the good news is in this week, we've got 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that in some configuration, the energy is calling for balance. So if we use that and kind of flow with the focus of the energy, what we'll see is it'll help us stabilize and digest and balance and integrate all that energy that we've been getting really onslaught or huge infusion of, depending on how you want to look at it. So if you had a tough couple of weeks, you know, you are not alone. There's a lot of people that were reaching full meltdown stage or kind of coming unglued. This is the time to slow down, catch your breath, get outside, get your feet on the ground, and ground and stabilize. And the breathing helps a lot. It's like breathe through your crown and out through your feet. Breathe through your feet and out through your heart. Breathe into your heart and out your feet and out your crown. And just keep repeating that. And it helps bring everything back into alignment, back into stabilization. So May is all about the three. It's all about the Trinity. So it's like we get our physical body, our heart, and our mind together. Get our heart, mind, and spirit together in alignment. And that's when all that magic starts happening. That's how we nourish those seeds, those thoughts, those dreams, those feelings, those actions. It's all those bodies together saying yes. I say yes, yes, yes to this new beginning. So if we look at this first week of month, or first week of May, and this physical body, be kind to your physical body. What do we want to create for our physical body? If the sky is the limit, or beyond the sky being the limit, what would we ask for? Vibrant health at any age? Flexibility, resiliency? What would you ask for? Beauty of being able to shine that light from within through your physical body? This is the time to focus on that for this week, for our physical bodies, to allow them to be a true expression of that inner light, of that inner love, of that life force, of that truth. And as we do the run-up of this week, there's a couple of days I did talk about, you know, that we have this wonderful infusion of balance, which was much needed for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, in kind of different configurations. So today is a day of expansion, which for some people they would say, I expanded enough last month, I don't need to expand more. But it's allowing you to expand in a transformational way. So whatever silt kicked up in your life, because you think about the river, and if you go and you run a whole bunch of water, which is spirit, through that river a lot faster than it's used to having, it's going to kick up some of the silt from the bottom. That's what we're all experiencing. So use today, tonight as you go to sleep, just to offer all of that up to your soul, up to the universe, and allow it to be transformed back into light. So all those little ickies of, you know, the small me, the selfish me, the me, the separate me, all those me's that are coming up because this is all about a 1 year, it's doing that balance and that dance between self and the union with the all, self and the union with the all, self and the union with the all. So don't beat yourself up, even though I did some of that last week myself. This is the time to just offer that up to be transformed. Then as we go into Tuesday, there's a day that gives you some clarity and wisdom on all that's occurred in this last couple of weeks. Say, what's the truth in that? What is the lesson for me to learn with this stuff kicking up in my life? Because if we can crack that code, that gives us a new level of freedom. And the freedom we need to create in this month of May, freedom beyond those self-imposed limitations. And then Wednesday is going to bring us another dose of truth to make sense out of what we're seeing. That's going to be very powerful leading up to Thursday. Thursday is a day that's all about the seed. So May 4th, what seed am I planting? So this is really important week to refine at a physical level, who are you becoming? What do you want to express? Who are you really, right? So that's a day that's really truth focused on being that seed of God and goddess, being that seed of the divine, being that expression of divine light and love in the world. And Friday, we have a day, again, of integration. That's going to help us stabilize and balance. And we're going to then, Saturday and Sunday, create a very kind of interesting configuration that's all about, on Sunday, a portal of new beginnings, but Saturday, that access to that whole living library of all of creation to focus the creation into Sunday. So planting that seed of who we are into this portal of new beginnings. So May is going to be very powerful because it's going to allow you to create at a limitless way more than you ever have in this lifetime. So when we have limitlessness, it helps to be able to focus that energy. And it's almost like whether you're looking at diffused light or a laser beam, you can take the same light from a light bulb and focus that down with all of its power into a laser, and you have a much more focused impact. So this is the time in May to do that dance of taking what the dream and the desire is, and then take it from being very abstract to what that would actually look like, feel like, taste like in your life, and focus that energy consciously like the laser beam and ground it into your physical body as if it has already occurred. And practice that all week, because as we do that, next week we'll add on the emotional body. But if we create from that place of harmony between the physical, emotional, and mental, all saying yes to the same thing, that you can feel it, that you can taste it, that you can smell it, that you can see it, that's the power of creation, of all of those coming together. So in this month, when we're working with creativity, some of the vibrational tools you can work with are aromatherapy and colors and different stones. So color I like to work with because you can do it wherever you are and no one can know that they don't even have to know you're doing anything, right? So you can visualize the colors, you can wear the colors, you can put them in your environment to enhance your creativity. So work with royal blue, navy blue. Blue also aligns to that limitless potential and possibilities, so those are good choices. Rose. The roses are going wild right now in blooming, so go outside, and if you see a rose bush, go smell it. The roses are just happy this year. Maybe it's all the water we got, but visualize that color, hot pink and vermilion. Vermilion's a deep, deep red. Aromatherapy, I love lime. Now, lime brings in a zest for life. Now, that's a good ingredient. If you were creating a seed for this life, I think zest for life is a good thing to put into that seed. Tangerine, it enhances your creativity. And it brings in cheer, it brings in joy, it brings in an uplifting and elevating approach. Some of the other ones that are good for this month is clove. Now, clove helps people reignite their soul fire and to live in a place that's true to yourself. So it's perfect, absolutely perfect for May. It helps us be empowered and really connect with our courage. And sometimes when we're creating, there is a need for courage. If we're people who have largely lived in the box, getting out of the box might be a little scary. It's like the movie, What About Bob? They always had Bob taking baby steps. So that's the key. Take baby steps. With each step, we build our courage, we build our confidence, we build our empowerment. So use clove to help ignite that soul fire. Rose brings the energy of divine love. So if you came out of April feeling a little beat up, feeling in a place of separation, or feeling like you're really questioning what you're doing in your life, go for the rose. Connect with that divine love, that unconditional love that our soul has for us, that the divine has for us. And when we create from that place, it's so much more powerful and beautiful than when we're creating from our paranoia, which Solazar will probably talk about, but is playing out from all the astrological aspects. And finally, oregano. Now, oregano is really important this year because it helps with humility. And sometimes in a 1 year, one of the things that gets triggered is people's egos, arrogance, this I know best thing. So oregano helps us create from a non-attached place, from sometimes when we're trying to create from our minds, we get fixated on the outcome. And if we can learn to create from a place of, here is what I am asking for, here is what I think is possible, and I offer this up to my soul, to have it be even better than I ever even imagined. And maybe I don't know exactly how it's going to come into my life. And maybe I don't know exactly how it's going to play out step by step. Leaving gaps in space for magic to come in. Leaving gaps in space for something to fill out beyond our wildest imagination. So those are some of the tools I would recommend working with this month. Now, because the lime and the tangerine are so powerful with that zest for life and the creativity, I'm starting to put those into my water to drink throughout the day. So if you work with therapeutic grade essential oils, you can take them internally or you can diffuse them or apply them topically to the body. So I love the ones from doTERRA They are beyond organic, so very pure and really delightful to use in a lot of different ways. So if you're interested in picking some of those up, you can go out to www.mydoterra.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, or you can contact me at 831-760-6168. That's 760-6168. And Salazar, I think that, one more thing for May. I've started working with the animal totems that tie to the vibration of each month. And the ones for this month are the dragonfly and the butterfly. And I think those are such beautiful images for the process that we're in this year. Because in a year of becoming, we are so much like the caterpillar that has gone into the chrysalis. We're not quite the butterfly yet. But this is a month to really envision, what kind of butterfly do we want to be? What kind of dragonfly do we want to be? We are beings of transformation. What does that look like with ourselves? So that, Salazar, is some of the thoughts that I had for May. And I was kind of excited to hear what you had going on astrologically for this week. I'm hoping that there's some alleviation in the pressure that's happening astrologically, because we certainly in April had a lot of juice and focus coming both numerologically and astrology-wise. I think this week we've got a little bit of a breather stabilizer happening on the numerology, on the vibrational side of things. So I'd like to hear what's happening on the astrology.
Well, we want to keep remind folks of a few things before we tell them what's happening, is that we came out of a new moon in Taurus on April 26th, which was a powerful new moon, really asking us to kind of ground and slow down a little bit. And then on the 28th, Venus entered Aries, and it immediately went into a conjunction with Uranus. And as we pointed out before, Uranus loves its revolution. Now, I was watching that Netflix show, Grace and Frankie, with Jane Fonda as Grace and Lily Tomlin as Frankie. And they're two women in their 70s whose husbands announced to them at dinner one night that they're leaving them because the two husbands are in love with each other. And they've been having an affair for 20 years behind the backs of these two women. And then these two women end up living together. So we have one woman, Jane Fonda, the businesswoman, and we have Lily Tomlin, the perennial hippie, essentially, and they end up living together in this beach house. Well, the point I'm trying to make is that's a lot like Mercury conjuncting Uranus. Uranus is kind of like that hippie, always looking for revolution and to overthrow the man. And Mercury's just looking for a good conversation. So our minds are thinking quicker. Our speech is probably a little quicker than usual. We may be a little more self-engaged than usual because of that. But the important part is this Uranus-Mercury conjunction stays with us through May. So even though Mercury is coming out of its retrograde, we're still going to feel some of that fog that we felt in April when we were in our Mercury retrograde. So Mercury is going to come out of its retrograde on Wednesday. And that's a good thing, but at the same time, it's still going to be conjuncting Uranus. So we're going to have this, we may find ourselves saying something and suddenly taking a turn. For instance, we may say, well, that's a really good idea. It's a little stupid, but it's a good idea. And all of a sudden we realize, oh, why did I throw that stupid in? All I did was create this level of conflict when we're trying to actually have the conversation to get past this. So we may find we want to watch out for that a little bit, pay attention to our words, because after all, Mercury is going direct. Things are going to ease off, but it's still sitting there conjuncting Uranus for a little while, for another week. As you mentioned at the start, too, and I mentioned, this is Beltane, and Beltane was a fire festival. And traditionally, the bonfires were to honor the sun and encourage the support of the sun's light to nurture the emerging future harvest and protect the community. So Beltane, in my opinion, is about honoring life. It represents the peak of spring, and it's the beginning of summer. And so we should look at our lives the same way right now. Instead of saying, oh, I made a New Year's resolution to go to the gym and I never even went to the gym. Who cares? You know, I made a resolution to eat better. I never did it. I made a resolution to walk. Who cares? No one cares. Look at this right now as the time for renewal, the time to rebirth yourself. The earth is at the peak of its abundant fertility for us right now in this season. It's a brilliant moment in the wheel of the year. It's the time to, as Kira's mentioned too, about this is about new ideas, new hopes, and new dreams. It's about bringing them into action, taking some steps. So for everybody who wants to beat themselves up, don't. There's no reason to. I saw a thing recently that said, here's how to have a beach body. Have a body, go to the beach. So stop worrying about what you have or what you don't have. So as I mentioned, Mercury goes direct on Wednesday. Things are going to clear up a little bit, but we still have that aspect with Uranus for another week. We may be a little clumsy with Mercury in Aries. It may be not as clear as our conversation. We might find ourselves thinking faster than we're speaking. And even though we're speaking fast, our minds may still be rushing along on an express train. Look before you leap. You may feel a little more impatient because that's the energy of Aries, to be a little impatient, a little impetuous. Tone it down whenever possible. Try to watch the force with which you're projecting things because it may be overpowering to people. And that movement of Mercury going direct, even though it's still aspecting Uranus, is the biggest the biggest thing for us going on this week. Next week, next Wednesday, we're going to come to our full moon, but we'll get to that next week. We don't need to jump that far ahead. We're still dealing with Pluto in Capricorn being in retrograde, as I mentioned. That's going to be retrograde till September 28th. And we still have Saturn in retrograde, and that's going to be retrograde until August 25th. So we're still dealing both with that energy of rebuilding ourselves, transforming ourselves, rebirthing ourselves, and we're doing it all by going in and taking a look at all our areas of wounding, all our areas of injury, of our doubts, our fears. So we're recovering because really Venus was also closely aspected to Chiron during much of April, and that was also causing us to doubt the love of ourselves. So this month is a good time for us to fall back in love with ourselves and do good things for ourselves, not just things that are indulgent, but good things for ourselves, because Taurus loves nothing better than a little self to wrap itself up in a nice warm blanket with a hot cup of cocoa around a warm fire when it's cold, and nothing better than to just lie in the sun and let the sun bake down on it when it's warm. So indulge yourself a little bit in that way, but do good things for yourself for this entire month as we go forward. So that's what I see. Excuse me, Kira. That's what I see on the agenda going forward for this week astrologically.
Well, so it sounds like we still have a lot of things that are still in retrograde. And one of the comments in talking to folks today was they felt like, you know, last week trying to make forward progress on anything was just so monumentally hard. And then they found themselves, like you're saying, you know, same things that they now have to mop them up for. So you add that on top of it. so this just back to a lot of the pressure and focus of the energy seems to have people needing to go inside more versus trying to be out there in the world making things happen, because the energy isn't facilitating that right now.
Well, that's what retrograde obviously is doing for all of us. It's making us say, go in and work on yourself. It's your house that you have to get in order, not everybody else's. And the problem last week was coming to those last dying embers of that Mercury retrograde and that Uranus sitting right there. It was just that added havoc to the end of the retrograde. I've seen more people comment about this retrograde, and it's not the Mercury retrograde itself. It's Mercury with Uranus that has been kicking tail for all of us.
I want people to know, if they're feeling that way, you're not doing anything wrong, right? You're just feeling the little kick of that energy. So it's like back to being kind to ourselves. Like you said, solos are coming into this month to go back to, you know, really loving ourselves. Wherever it hit us, that's that core wounding. This is an opportunity to see where are we with those core woundings and really offer them up for another level of healing, to move beyond those, because those represent some of our limitations. How we walk through the world in a wounded place is what we came to transform. So look at it as, okay, that maybe wasn't pleasant, but it's a gift because it shined a spotlight right where I still have those boo-boos and bugaboos to help heal.
And one thing that people, I mentioned it last week, I'm going to mention it again, and I'll mention it for a couple of weeks. This is Taurus. It's time to slow down. We don't need to race. We're not in a sprint. We're doing this for the long haul of our life. Slow down. Be more cautious. Be more careful. Don't be in a hurry, because it won't work with this energy. We have to allow ourselves to assess, to evaluate, to review. And that doesn't mean we don't have due dates on different things that we have to get done, but just slow down whenever possible. So anything
Excellent
else?
Plan.
Yeah, anything else you would like to mention, Kira? Well, perhaps not, if it's not coming.
Oh, yeah. So you talked about the new moon starting, and the moon has already, if you go out, I went out last night, it's so bright, and it's a beautiful little crescent moon. But track with the moon this cycle, because it's the moon of enlightenment to open up and shine that spotlight, the flashlight, the illumination, where you need it to say, ah, and if I was willing to let this go, how much more could I be free?
Well,
so it really feels like a powerful time to spend that time. At night, even go out and meditate, put a blanket around you, and just connect with that moon, because if we can offer up these things that are kicking us with our core wounding, you know, offer that up to the light, up to the sun, up to the moon. And they always said the best antiseptic is light, right? Let's use both of those sources of light.
I want to mention, as you mentioned, it's a full moon next week, and it's also going to be a full moon in Scorpio. And I'm mentioning this for a couple of reasons. You have used the words wounding several times. I've used it, and I certainly used it last week, and I certainly used it when I was mentioning Chiron. But Scorpio is going to play a little havoc with that Pluto retrograde, because again, Scorpio is very deep, very out of the water signs. it is the most secretive. The water signs are all closely held, but Scorpio is the most secretive. Scorpio loves its mysteries. It loves its secrets. It also loves its paranoia and jealousy. And certainly Scorpios deal with them in very different ways depending on how they're aspected. So next week, as we know, full moons are always emotional times, always brings out the werewolf in all of us. And next week's full moon is going to be especially potent for us because it's Scorpio, and it's also going to really play some havoc with that Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. The good part being is Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn, an earth sign, a very stubborn, resistant, earth-grounded sign that's not willing to leap off cliffs just because someone says. So we may find ourselves, as we get closer to that full moon next week, and we could talk more about it then, but as we get closer, we may find ourselves feeling emotionally agitated without an essential source that we can identify. And as you said already, Kira, that's the time for us to go inside and start taking a look at what's really irritating us. Because, you know, it's not the case that somebody really didn't put the dinner glass on the right side or the table settings. That's not the real issue of the irritation. And it's important for us in this year of the one to spend the time to find out what all these triggers are for us.
And to release them. So actually, when you said, you know, when these happen, what came to my mind was, and I reach for my oils, right? When I'm getting triggered. So doTERRA has a whole line of emotional aromatherapy that I've been using a lot over the last couple of weeks. So there's one for forgiveness, there's one for console, there's one for elevation, one for serenity, one for peace, one for motivation. You know, and it really helps me, balance, the one that I've needed like a IV drip of. It helps me step back and look at the picture, help me get back into balance so that I can say, okay, what do I need to do to transform this? And so that's another thing. If you want to learn more about it, certainly give me a call, and I can share the things that have been working for me.
All right. And I think that's good. And I think for everybody, it's important to see what you have in your arsenal to work with these things. If you want to incorporate the oils, as Kira said, if you have other things that you do, it's a good time to really start considering those and have them ready at hand so you can work with them. Well, Kira, once again, thank you for spending the time to share your wisdom and knowledge. I want to thank you once again. And I hope your week goes forward with much greater ease than apparently last week did for you.
Well, today already has. That's why I was excited to hear what was happening, because it felt like today that things had lightened up a little bit. How are you feeling with it?
I actually, last week, as you said, for me, was a bit of a challenge that I couldn't identify. I couldn't identify the core, and I think I have identified it. I shouldn't say that, but as I was going through it, it's not always as clear as to what.
Correct.
Why am I feeling this way? I wasn't necessarily so reactive as uncertain, unclear. There was a whole bunch of fog going on for me. It was very challenging. You know, somebody didn't say it, but for me, it was more like trying to walk across a lake of molasses. It just seemed that I just couldn't get to where, no matter which way I turned, I couldn't get there. And so I do feel that things have cleared up. I think I've done some identification for myself of issues. I've done some work with switch words, which we talked a little bit about last week as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you have time to share a little bit more about those? Because I was playing with it, too, and it seemed to be helpful.
Well, the ones we specifically spoke about last week were reach and... excuse me. You know, ever since the pollen has started, I've started having this little bit of a... It's almost like an acid reflux, except there's no acid. And I think it's from nasal passages filling and then draining. And so those are the little coughs I get are with me right now. But so I started reach, of course, which is to find lost objects, to remember to be creative and invent.
And then you said go.
Well, yes. Go was another one that to stop being lazy, to, you know, to thrive, to release. And then bring, which was. And we say them again. We don't just go, bring, and then we're done for the day. I mean, you say it, bring, 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 bring. Bring is motivation to manifest or deliver. And for anyone who's looking to be pregnant, it's also good for that. And then what I also like is divine order, to put in or repair, to be organized and efficient, to tidy, to pack, to garden, to tune a musical instrument, to just ask divine order, divine order, divine order. And then the other one, which is the magic, supposedly the big daddy of them all, is together, which they call the master switch word, which brings whatever you want, aligns the subconscious and conscious selves as one. So when people are going through things like last week, or as we're talking about, or as I'm talking about, some of the emotional issues, perhaps under the Scorpio full moon and the Pluto retrograde, together is a great word to use that vibration to try to align our higher selves and our physical selves and to create our subconscious and unconscious as one, or unconscious as one, so that we operate from a higher place as we journey through that together. As I briefly mentioned last week, and I'll mention again, this is based on the same thing that you do, Kira, with your numerology. It's about the vibration. It's like when we talk about using the mantra of Om or the Gayatri mantra, what really happened is phrases were taken and looked at for the vibrations they cause to help shift the consciousness. These words are the same. Anybody can say to themselves, let me bring more abundance into my life. And then right as you say it, in the back of your mind, it goes, yeah, like that's going to happen. You know, we suddenly get that doubt in there. But when you say bring, your mind doesn't react. It just accepts bring. It's very simple. It's open. There's no need to doubt. So use of these words are really in the way of creating the vibrations to allow you to release things that are blocked and to receive things that are waiting for you to call them.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for reminding us of those, because I think it simplifies. And this is a year, too, where time is going quick. And so it's a good checkpoint to say we're halfway through that creative cycle of the year. How can we find these little shortcuts? How can we find these simplifications that let us create and manifest with more ease and grace? So I love this. I want to keep experimenting with it.
All right. Well, thank you again for all that you've shared. We want to remind folks you'll be back with us again next Monday. And this Thursday, of course, we'll have Israel Hurtado and Spirit Talk. I want to thank everyone for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. And remember to take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Thank you for listening. Namaste.